STEM representative Moulton turns on AIPAC. Keeps ties to the NIAC Action Pact previously accused of pushing Iranian regime talking points. By Jasmine Jordan on October 18, 2025. Editor's note, after publication, the NIAC reached out to again deny any allegations that it is linked to the Iranian regime. NIAC has a record of more than 20 years of advocating for the Iranian-American community and is backed by members of the community that support diplomacy and oppose war. We are strong critics of the Islamic Republic, support international efforts to hold regime abusers accountable and regularly document and condemn the government's many human rights abuses. Emphasis original. Representative Seth Moulton, DMA, has announced he will return donations from the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, and refuse future support, citing disagreements with the organization's alignment with Israel's current government, while continuing to maintain ties with the National Iranian American Council, NIAC, Action PAC, a group previously accused of lobbying on behalf of the Iranian regime. In a post shared Wednesday on X, Moulton stated he is returning IPAC donations and refusing to accept any donations or support from them, emphasizing that his recent FEC filing reflects that decision. He added that he supports Israel's right to exist but opposes IPAC's direction in backing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Moulton remarked his stance reflects a desire for a political resolution in Gaza that allows Israelis and Palestinians to live side by side in peace. IPAC, which represents more than 5 million pro-Israel Americans, responded on social media several hours later, asserting that Moulton had abandoned his friends to grab a headline, capitulating to the extremes rather than standing on conviction, after years of him repeatedly asking for our endorsement. The organization said its mission remains focused on strengthening the U.S.-Israel alliance as a strategic relationship that is bigger than any government at any particular time in either country. Moulton's public split with IPAC comes even as he maintains his relationship with NIAC Action PAC, a group tied to the National Iranian American Council. In October 2022, Moulton thanked NIAC Action PAC for its support, writing on X that the two share a commitment to promoting democracy, fighting human rights abuses, and standing up for the protesters whose voices are being silenced in Iran. Nearly 3 years later, he has not indicated any change in his association with the group. Breitbart News has previously reported extensively on NIAC's activities and its alleged connections to Iranian regime interests. In 2020, Republican senators, including Tom Cotton, RR, Mike Braun, RN, and Ted Cruz, RTX, had called for the Justice Department to investigate NIAC and NIAC Action for potential violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, alleging the organizations act as unregistered lobbyists for Tehran. NIAC has denied those allegations, dismissing them as slanderous. Founded in 2002, NIAC and its affiliated political arm have promoted policies in line with the Iranian government's agenda, including the 2015 nuclear deal in opposition to sanctions. NIAC's founder Tridha Parsi has described IPAC as choosing war over peace and Netanyahu over Obama during the Iran deal debate. Iranian dissidents in exile have criticized NIAC for helping the regime survive and maintain the group does not represent the broader Iranian-American community. Moulton has paired commentary on Israel and anti-Semitism with criticism of President Trump. On CNN in April 2025, he acknowledged Harvard still has work to do on anti-Semitism but warned that government dictates over teaching and hiring would be fundamentally anti-American, likening such interference to an authoritarian approach. On HBO's Real Time in May 2025, he deemed the shooting of two Israeli embassy staffers anti-Semitic terrorism and argued that chants for Intifada and from the river to the sea don't help, and alleged that it doesn't help when Trump calls for violence against federal judges. In December 2023, he also declared Hamas has the destruction of Israel written into its charter and that Hamas has to be eliminated if Israel is ever going to be secure.